I'm talking to a special guest now. His name is Paul Parks. And Bondi Beach is gearing up for another big summer. For those looking to cool down with a cold beer, there's a new local brew in town. Paul Parks is the founder of Ben Buckler Brewery, who have just released the Beach Beer Bondi and their first commercially available brew. Now, Paul started brewing beer in his North Bondi garage and has been growing his business while experimenting with flavours and recipes to craft a beer that represents Bondi Beach. Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
No worries. So what made you decide to take your brewing career to the next level and kind of pursue it as a professional endeavour?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, I started in the garage a few years back. I guess the driving force which pushed me to make a career out of it was the moment the neighbours and friends came over to try the brewing. I got a kick out of the reaction to a good drop, and it just sort of, made me want to do more, do better. I also love the hell out of the craft beer industry. I run a small craft beer tour company called City Brew Bus. So I guess it's a bit of a passion of sorts.
Passion is always a great place to start. And so how has the journey been from the small garage brewer to now, to your own launch?
Yeah. I mean, you start out as a home brewer with one of those, Cooper's kits that you may have seen in a bottle shop. And then the next thing you know, you're buying some, shiny stainless steel stuff, and that makes your beer a little bit better. And then you get another piece of equipment on top of that. Before you know it, you're knocking out some half-decent brews. But I guess the big step, is making it official, starting the company, getting a license, getting your first product in the market. And that's what sort of Brendan and I did. The future for us, I guess, is to create a great beer and get a foothold on the immediate local area in the east, and with some continued steady growth. That said, we kind of sold out of our first batch in the first 8 days, so people are loving the beer right now.
Congratulations. And that brings us to the local community. How important have they been, or what has their role been in the development of your business?
Oh, look, it's really crucial to get that support. Beverly from the local bottle shop, she's a bloody champion. She's been pushing it. And the guys at the bowling and the golfie, where we just had the launch, the couple of launches, they backed us up. And I think they really believe in the beer, and, they want to support local. And they probably like my enthusiasm too a bit. We also look forward to giving back as well and returning the favour. Like, we'll be doing a one-wave conscious keg this summer with Grant from One Wave, where we'll donate a keg and the punters can come up to the bar and choose what they want to pay for the beer, and those proceeds will go to One Wave for mental health.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. And so you've been launching the beer at a few smaller local spots, as you say. How difficult is it going against commercial companies and mass-produced beers? Do you see the market kind of shifting towards these smaller independent brewers such as yourself?
I recently heard a study. Don't quote me on this. I guess this is live national radio, but I heard the Aussies are starting to drink a little less, but they're willing to spend a little more on what they're drinking. So that's obviously a good trend. Going up against the big guys, it's tough. They usually have taps tied up in contracts with the bars. And the taps is where the good money is because of the weird excise tax system that we've got. The tax, I'll just explain it quickly, the tax on anything that's under a keg is almost double to that of the tax of a keg. So, to get the good money, we're fighting with the other, 500 craft breweries to jump on those two rotating taps. So, it makes it difficult to grow. Business is business, fair play to those guys for being in that position, but, it'd be good to have a bit of a fairer tax system that's related to the volume of liquid rather than the size of the vessel that the liquid's in.
Well, it's frustrating. How do people, like the average beer enthusiast, kind of like navigate through the different flavours and types now that there's so many different types of craft beers available?
It's a good question. 10 years, the craft beer scene sort of, it's kicked off. You can go into a bottle shop now and there'll be an extensive craft section. So I guess, you just got to try lots of beers and try different styles and, you know, be adventurous. Don't just go for the pails. You know, try a porter, try a stout, try a Hefeweizen, wheat beers. You know, if you find one that you like, get stuck into it. Drink responsibly, obviously. If you see Beach Beer Bondi out there, definitely get stuck into that. Jeez.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for your time today. It sounds like a great business, and I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. That was Paul Parks, founder of the Ben Buckler Brewery, and you can find Beach Beer Bondi at local bars and bottle shops this summer. If you're a fan of craft beer, or if you're not, check it out anyway. Sounds great to me.